Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
It's good to see everyone today. As Vicky said, we had a tremendous week last week. Great conference, women's conference. It was powerful. And there was even a few men sneaking about in there. There was a few men came in, because how many of you know that the women had to throw down to get in, you know, to show that they valued it. But some of the men snuck in holding babies, trying to get a little free pass. And I'm sure I saw one in a skirt. Maybe not, but it was tremendous. And what you'll hear a lot, you hear it a lot in Christianity, especially in churches that are transformational in emphasis. Not everyone is transformational in emphasis. But the churches that are transformational in emphasis, like Victory Outreach and like many others in this city, around this nation, we believe that the Word of God has an impact and that there should be a change that comes. There should be fruit from people's lives changing. There should be evidence of that. Does anyone believe that in here? Or am I on my own? Right? It should be a transformational impact. And you hear a phrase, breakthrough. There's a phrase, breakthrough. And sometimes it's misunderstood as to what it actually means. We say it a lot in Victory Outreach because we have people that come. I mean, you have a look in this place. We have people that come from 30 nationalities. We have people that have come from addiction, gang violence, abandonment, abuse, all the way up to people that have never stolen even a glance at someone, let alone a car or, you know, something out of someone's house. Someone that have, you know, good people, people that have been through education. I mean, the worship team's got more degrees than a thermometer. There's PhDs, MAs, BAs, and every A in there. But every single one of us at some time in our life will come up against opposition. Has any of you come up against opposition in your life? Let me see your hands. Amen. You come up against some form of opposition that blocks you and stops you progressing. See, opposition will always come to stop you progressing and going forward in what it is that you want to go forward in. In Christianity, it is our spiritual growth. We want to grow forward in Christ to become everything that Christ died for us to become, everything God created us to become. And so there will come times of opposition, there will come times of blockage, there will come times of stasis, what they call stasis, where you're just there, stuck. Anyone ever been stuck? And so what is necessary then, and what we speak about then, is a breakthrough. We talk about someone getting a breakthrough or needing a breakthrough. But what is a breakthrough? Have you had a breakthrough? And then what comes next? We're in the transformation series, and the title of this message today is Transforming Your Breakthrough. Transforming Your Breakthrough. Philippians chapter 3, it'll probably come up behind me if you're too lazy to get your Bible out. Or your iPhone. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, we see the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul has been receiving revelation, he's been giving revelation, he's been speaking about the formation of this new thing called the church and what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus. He's talking about it because it's a little bit different to how it was under the Jewish legal regime. And he comes to the Philippian church. That is a Greek church. It's a church that is outside of the old Israel, you know, Israeli Jewish formation of churches. And they're a different type of person. They're Gentiles. And then he speaks about this. And he says, he's talking about stuff that he's received. And then he goes on, he says this. He says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection. But I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. He said, no, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on one thing. Listen, if you ever want to get anywhere in life, get rid of some of the fluff. And if you know, we concentrate on too many things at once, right? Focus on this one thing. He says, I focus on one thing. He said, forgetting the past, forgetting what lies behind, your achievements and your failures. Forget them, right? Press on. He says, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. He then says, let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Now watch this. This is really key. He said, but we must hold on to the progress that we've already made. How many of you have ever had a workout? You've gone into a workout season, you've been fit for a minute. Come on, how many of you? Wave your hand. If you don't wave your hand, I'm going to think that you're either lazy or dead. Wave your hand. All right, there's some lazy dead people. Even lazy dead people in the house. Huh? Sometimes you get fit, don't you? I remember I was as fit as a butcher's dog once. But how many of you know that if you don't maintain it, you're going to lose it? It don't just last. When you're 18, 19, and 20, and you can run all day long and your legs work without you even thinking about it, you think that life's always going to be like that. That you can eat junk food and not put on any weight. You think it's always going to be like that. Huh? You wait till you get married. You don't even have to eat food and you put on weight. Some of you are looking at me like, I ain't going to be like that. You really like it. I saw you before you got married. But seriously, whatever you don't maintain, you're going to lose. You realize that? Because of the way that of the world that we live in, you know, the different laws of entropy, you know, things that are left alone and to their own devices will degrade, they'll fall to bits, they'll fall apart. You see someone that's moved out of a house, no one's even gone in it. There haven't been any parties, nothing's happened, nothing's gone wrong. But if you go back there in a year's time, it looks overgrown. Where did the trees come from? The bushes, the weeds and all that stuff inside the house, where did it come from? Are you with me? The dirt and stuff. Come on now, like going into a teenager's bedroom. It's like, where did that stuff come from, man? It just comes. That's the way that we live. And the thing is, it's the same spiritually as it is naturally, that you have to fight to hold on to the progress that you've made. Otherwise, the danger is that you can recede, fall back, go back, get caught up in the same old patterns again. Does anyone understand this? Got this? Ever been through this? So Paul says, we must hold on to the progress we have made. And then he says, dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example. So today I want to talk about transforming your breakthrough. And first of all, I want us to understand what a breakthrough means in the terminology that we're using. See, sometimes people think that a breakthrough is just coming to the altar in church and getting an emotional release. But that's not what it's all about. It's not about just getting an emotional release. A breakthrough is something different. And there's nothing wrong with getting a breakthrough in your life. It's just that there's something better than a breakthrough. But first of all, let's understand what I mean by a breakthrough. In different definitions that you can find, a breakthrough is either a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. You know, like when they say that on the news, when they say, you know, pharmaceutical companies have announced today that they've made a major breakthrough in the fight against cancer. Right? It's a breakthrough, a sudden development, a sudden discovery. Dramatic, important. Sometimes you'll have that in church where you'll come and sometimes you'll hear the word of the Lord and the word of the Lord will just hit you right in an area of your life, an important area. You'll have a discovery about one of the streams of the gospel. Maybe it's about finance or maybe it's about healing. Maybe it's in relationships. Maybe it's about addiction. Maybe it's about your lifestyle or something about God and Jesus that just boom, all of a sudden you have a discovery. There's a breakthrough. Another synonym of it is to advance, to develop, to step forward, to leap forward. The quantum leap. Step in the right direction, success, discovery, improvement, innovation. All of a sudden, You'll be up against an opposition. You'll be hitting a wall. You'll be coming up against something that's in your way, and then bang, something will happen, and poof, it'll be like that's broken through. You've broken through a barrier or some form of opposition. Is anyone with me? Then another definition is that it is an instance of achieving success in a particular sphere of activity. You know, like you get a breakthrough at work. You get a breakthrough in a relationship with someone. Hello, somebody. Where you're battering your eyelids at this man. And he's just ignoring you like you've got something in your eye. And he's with his friend saying, who's that blinking woman? Are you with me? She keeps blinking at me. Something wrong with her eyes, poor thing. And you're, huh? Or the man, you get all dressed up, you wash, you know, you iron your clothes, you put on a little bit of aftershave, and you're walking in trying to get the attention of that woman. Hello, somebody. I'm talking about personal relationships, things that are real. Oh, you never done that, no? So you just got caught with a bolt from the blue. They just woke up one morning and the Spirit of God said, them. That's the one for you. Huh? But you do all this stuff and don't get noticed and there's opposition. Then all of a sudden, one day, something happens. You say something, you make her laugh. She says something, you notice her, your eyes meet across a crowded altar and the next thing, boom, there's a breakthrough. Huh? Or a breakthrough at work. When all of a sudden, you're seen for the value that you bring. Let me give you something as a freebie. If you want to get promoted at work, bring a solution to someone's problem. If you want to be promoted, bring a solution to your boss's problem. Keep bringing solutions. Don't be the problem. If you be the problem, you're going to get the sack. Right? You continually bring problems, you'll probably get the boot. But if you continually bring solutions, you're going to end up getting promoted. That's just a freebie right there. But you get a breakthrough. Or you get a breakthrough in your addiction where you just can't stop smoking. You can't stop taking drugs. You can't stop drinking. You can't stop gambling. There's something that is in your way, but then you get a revelation of something and bang, through you go, you break through. Are you with me? Another definition is a military one. It is a military movement or advance all the way through and beyond an enemy's frontline defense. So this brings us to the point that there is an enemy in our lives. The Bible says, Paul says in Ephesians, he says, some of you know, sometimes we think people are our enemies. Right? But he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and rulers. Right? So they're puppets. People are puppets. That's why don't waste energy on idiots. Amen? Don't waste energy on idiots. Huh? Pray instead. Go to your father. Pray for them. They might not know that they're a puppet. They might not know that what they're doing is actually opposing God's plan and God's will for your life. They just might just be in a stupid phase of their life. They're susceptible. Amen? Are you with me in this place? You seem really, really weird. There's a lot of weird atmosphere in this place right now. Do I have to get off this pulpit and come down and march through these, up and down with this mic, laying hands on people? Because I will. Amen. Some of you, I was trying to talk to you about the best thing, trying to go beyond a breakthrough. Some of you need a breakthrough. First service, they already had a breakthrough. So I could really talk about going beyond the breakthrough. Some of you need a breakthrough. Some of you ain't even saved, huh? Some of you are not saved. You don't know Jesus, do you? All right. There it is. Okay, cool. Then you need a breakthrough. You need a spiritual breakthrough to get out of the darkness of where you're at, the blindness of where you're at. Let me tell you something. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to rob you of your dignity, your belonging, and your destiny. He'll try and get you running after stuff that you don't need, that you can't take with you wherever it is that you go. You can't take it into hell and you can't take it into heaven. But you won't give it up to get into heaven, and you definitely still can't take it into hell. It just don't make sense. You need a breakthrough. When your eyes are opened, when all of a sudden you understand that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, did what he said he could do, and that he wants to do it for you. That God is good. He's not a myth. He's not a man sitting on a cloud with a big funky beard. He is spirit. He is the creator. He is the one that made everything come to pass. You think that something came from nothing? And then you've got philosophers and scientists arguing over the different definitions of nothing, trying to be clever. Nothing's nothing. If it contains something, then it's not nothing. God brought it about. And if he brought everything about, there's a reason, there was a plan, there was a purpose. And we need to understand it, because then doesn't matter what opposition stands in your way, boom, you're going to come through it. Boom, you're going to overcome it. Boom. Unbelief is an opposition. Bang, go through it into belief. Addiction is an opposition. Bang, go through it into freedom. Are you with me? Darkness. People think that darkness is the opposite of light. It's not. Just as death is not the opposite of life. They're just the absence of it. If you don't know what life is, it's because you ain't met Jesus. Huh? And if you're in darkness, it's only because the light ain't entered into your life. Soon as the life comes, darkness goes. Soon as life comes, you're like, wow, what was I waiting for all that time? Why was I being opposed? What was opposing me from getting through into this life? I don't know about you, but 22 years ago, I came into contact with Jesus Christ, and I was in darkness, and I was living dead. I was walking about like a living dead man, but then all of a sudden, I had a revelation. All of a sudden, something happened, a dramatic impouring, influx into my life of truth and of love, and bang, I got a breakthrough. And I broke through this barrier. But then what do you do with it? What do you do with it? This is the key. See, getting a breakthrough is good. Getting over something, through something, beyond an obstacle is fantastic. But then what do you do with it? And the problem is, when people in this day and age, I see it very often in Western Christianity, you see where people get a breakthrough. And it's not an emotional, just an emotional release. It's an actual change in their circumstance and situation. It's an opening up of opportunity. Where there was opposition, all of a sudden there's opportunity. And they have it there in their grasp. It's like there was a wall of opposition and something happens to break through that thing. And then they stand there not knowing what to do next. And they get all tentative and weird. And I don't know what to do with it. You set free from drugs, but now what? I remember when I got set free from heroin addiction, I didn't know what to do. Because heroin had consumed my life. It woke me up in the morning. It took me out to earn money. It said what relationships I had, when I would eat, etc., etc., etc. But then all of a sudden it broke through. And now I was like, what do I do now? But I want to let you know there's something greater than a breakthrough. There's a breakout. Where you break out. Breakthrough comes when we face something and we overcome it. We step up and not back. And so we're positioned correctly in the right place at the right time for the right result. The idea of breakthrough suggests a struggle. You go through a struggle. You wrestle against something. You wrestle with your thinking, with your action, with your lifestyle. You wrestle with something. There's a struggle that takes place. You have to ask yourself, if you're struggling with something, who you're struggling with and why. Why is this thing a struggle? All I want to do is be free. All I want to do is be fulfilled. All I want to do is live in purpose. Why is there a struggle? It's because something or someone don't want you to be everything that you were created to be, because then you'd be dangerous, right? Then you'd be fulfilled. So there's opposition. But you break through. And then you find a resolution. Breakthroughs are great. And when they happen, we feel like we've been given the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, you get a promotion. Amazing. You get a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. You get free in an area. You get healed of a sickness or a disease. You get a big pot of money come to you from a relation somewhere. And then all of a sudden, wow. Then what do you do with it? See, the problem is a lot of people just stick around. They stay around the breach. They stick around the breakthrough. They kind of feel that this is it. Because all their mentality was set upon getting a breakthrough. That was their goal. If only I get set free from drugs. If only I get married. If only I have a baby. If only I get a job. If only I get a car. If only I get a house. And then when all of a sudden God enables them to overcome the opposition that's stopping it from being a reality in their life, and they get it, they're there with it going, well, that's it then. What do I do now? Because the breakthrough is good, but the breakout is where it's at. See, the breakthrough gives you the opportunity of the lifetime. The breakout causes that opportunity to become a reality in your ongoing life. And it's learning how to get beyond just breaking through in an area of your life that is going to give you the life that it is that you wanted to break through into. And there's a difference. Are you with me? God has something better for you. He wants you to have a breakout where your immediate opportunities become ongoing realities. The first thing breaks through the opposition, but the second fully engages the opportunity and keeps going, expanding, accelerating, and taking new ground. I've seen people get set free from drugs and do nothing. I've seen people get married and then do nothing. I've seen people have kids and do nothing. I've seen people get money and do nothing. Get jobs and do nothing. All of the things they prayed for, all of the things they believed for, all of the things they went after, they got because God is good. And then when they got them, they didn't do anything with them. Because they didn't know what to do. Because they thought that was the be-all and end-all. It's not. The breakthrough is not enough. The breakout is where it's at. Once you get through the opposition, once you overcome the opposition, once you overcome the obstacle, then what you've got to do is you've got to make that a position that is set and stable, that you've done that, but then you've got to go through and you've got to make it out into the place that that opposition was trying to stop you getting into. Does that make sense? It's like people, we want people to get saved, and then when they get saved, then we just leave them alone. Well, you're saved now, praise God. Just hang on tight. Buckle up and hope you make it to heaven. Huh? Don't forget that. If you're saved, then you're saved to serve. You're saved for a purpose. You're saved for a reason. There's a nation or a city or a people group, or there's some sort of, you know, new technology or a new business or something is in your future. You're the forerunner. You're the trailblazer. Are you with me? But it's learning how to action that is really, really key. And many people miss the fullness of what's available to them, man. This is how it generally goes. There's a struggle. You're fighting against some form of opposition to your peace and your progress. I remember when I was 8 years old, depression came upon me. Sitting in my mum's car outside, getting ready to go to a caravan park. I was only 8 years old. Depression just come on me. And I remember my mum and dad getting in the car and saying, what's the matter with you? And I just turned around to them and said, there's no reason for anything. There's no meaning in life. I'm eight. What? What is that all about? You're not meant to be thinking about that stuff when you're eight. I remember then when I was 11 years old, I was good in school. I was captain of the football team. I was a bit podgy, but I was fit and strong, and I was good, right? The podginess obviously went and then come back. Amen. Huh? And I remember hearing a voice, whether you believe this or not is irrelevant to me because I heard the voice. And the voice said to me, you've seen good in life, now it's time to see bad. And from the age of 11 or 12 years old, I went from being a top line student, straight A student, into being involved in street gangs, stabbings, slashings, knifings and drug dealing. Like that. I went from being a top line sportsman, where I was a schoolboy wrestler, fit, strong, traveled the world, to being a gang member, smoking puff, taking drugs, snorting coke, and eventually taking heroin. Just like that. Some form of opposition came, and it stood in my way, and it blocked me. And for years, I didn't know why. For years, I didn't know why. And then one day when I got saved, and Jesus Christ introduced himself to my life, and I realized who he was and what he'd done, all of a sudden a breakthrough happened. There was a piercing of that wall, and I could see through into a new future, one that previously was completely beyond me. There is no way in my
young thinking I would have ever seen myself with a mic in my hand behind a pulpit preaching to people about Jesus Christ and about how their lives can be transformed and changed. There was no way. I was going to be a rich man, a sportsman, a celebrity or something, but there's no way that I was ever going to be a preacher. But when I got that breakthrough and that revelation, and I broke through some opposition, and then I broke through that depression, I broke through that addiction, I broke through that suppression of all of the things that I had inside of me, all of the skills and the talents, and the voices said, you're never going to make it, you're never going to do it, you're not good enough, you're not like them, you weren't brought up in the right place, you haven't got a silver spoon, you ain't got the backup, no one cares about you, and all of that stuff. When God broke that through in my life, I didn't just stand there going, well, that was nice. Because he showed me that after the struggle and after the breakthrough, there comes a breakout. And then there needs to be some progression. And it's a process, but you have to progress, make progress through your process. But what you do is that those breakthroughs, I didn't just let them go. I didn't stay in them, and I didn't just let them go. You know what I did? I built monuments there. I built memorial stones there. I made a little place there. It's a nice little place. It's like a doorway. It's like a gateway, and it's set in stone, but it's open. So now, not only is it my breakthrough, but someone else can come through. Someone else who's been depressed and no one thought they could make it. Anyone in this place? Someone else who's been addicted and thought that once a junkie, always a junkie. Anyone in this place that's got a breakthrough? Come on. Anyone in this place? See, the breakthrough weren't just for me. Your breakthrough's not just for you. The problem is, if you get a breakthrough and just stand there, no one else can pass through that thing. It becomes selfish. It becomes you. You get stuck in it, and you get stuck. Other people get stuck behind you trying to get through. Huh? You ever walked through a corridor and just stayed there? You ever had someone in a shopping mall standing in the doorway? He's coming through with his trolley. Huh? Get out of the way. This is where the breakout comes. Because that's just you getting out of the way and making room for someone else to come through. Are you with me? Huh? The breakthrough, where does it come? See, the opposition comes and it tells you, first of all, don't believe in God. Whatever you do, don't believe in God. Believe you come from a big bang. Believe that everything came from nothing. Believe that there was once this little block and then everything came from that. And the whole universe expanded from this. Believe you came from an amoebic soup. Believe that you came from a monkey. Whatever you do, just don't believe in God. That's the first opposition. But once that's broken through and you believe in God, you know what the enemy of your souls does then? Is he tries to, if he can't get you to stop believing in God, he'll try to get you to stop believing God's good. So then he'll try to make you believe that God is not good for you. That he wants to punish you, that he wants to hurt you, that he wants to teach you a lesson, that he wants to get you back for the times that you messed him up. And the enemy will try and get. So when someone gets sick, when your nan dies, when your dog dies, when something happens, when there's loss, when there's pain, when you have a disease, when you don't get your own way, then you start turning around and blaming it on God, because God's sovereign, God's in control, God's able to do anything. So if he didn't stop me nan from dying, then he can't be good. If he let me have this sickness, he can't be good. Huh? But your nan was 97. You're living in a world that's messed up. That's why these things happen. So what happens is it me, or shall I just carry on? Shall I carry on? Are you getting this? Because I'm feeling opposition right now. You know, once I was preaching, and this hasn't happened right now, but I'm just saying it. Things happen, man. There's opposition to certain things. And the Holy Spirit dropped it in me. There's a witch in here.
And I turned around, I stopped the service because I was just feeling this opposition. Twice this happened to me. Once here and once when I was preaching in Scotland. That there was a witch, check it out, that was trying to cast spells on me, that had crept into the service. Serious. You're like, she didn't have a carrot on the front of her face. You know what I mean? She didn't park her broomstick outside. They come in all different shapes and shapes and forms. Serious. And later on, I did find out that there was an actual witch in the service. It's happened to me a few times. I don't feel that here, but I do feel opposition in this place. I don't know whether it's unbelief. It might just be unbelief. I think there's some people in here that you need a breakthrough. Because you either don't believe in God and you've listened to those lies, or you've listened to the lie that where you don't believe that God is good. He's good. You're not going through stuff on your own. You're going through stuff with him. He goes through it with you. In fact, he goes through stuff for you. Are you with me? He's good, always good. He's never bad. He's never wrong. He's never dark. He's always good. And he wants to take you through this situation, so that you can come out the other side and you can give him glory because you know he's good. Huh? But you know what, when your breakthrough comes? Your breakthrough comes when you stop trying to make it happen. Whatever it is. I tried everything, 10 years of heroin addiction. I tried everything to stop taking drugs. I went abroad, prison didn't help, women didn't help, family didn't help, rehabs didn't help, detoxes didn't help. I went in all sorts of stuff. And then when I got saved, it was just knowing about Jesus Christ. And you know what happened? Even then, I gave my life to Jesus in my car outside my friend's gym on a Wednesday night in July 1995. And I knew that my life was going to change. And then I went away and started trying to take myself off heroin. And for 6 weeks after my initial conversion, I tried to stop taking heroin. I even used to take methadone in a syringe and try and take it down a mil a day to try and wean myself off methadone. And then I'd go for a few days and then end up relapsing on heroin because I was getting a little bit weird and it was all around me. And you know what happened? One day my friend came to me, the man who'd led me to the Lord, and he said to me, he said, "How's it going?" I said, "I'm struggling, mate." He said, I said, "I'm about to give up." I said, "I'm fighting this thing. I can't get a breakthrough." Even then I was using the terminology. So I can't get a breakthrough in this thing. He said, "Have you given it to the Lord?" I said, "What do you mean, giving it to the Lord?" He said, "Well, have you prayed and given it to the Lord? And you're trying to do it yourself. But God wants to do it for you, man. He's not just going to do it without you. He's going to do it with you, but he's going to do it. I went, "I'll be honest with you, I haven't done that. Check it out. You know what I did? I went away. I snapped up my needles, threw them away, poured all my methadone down the sink, and I got down on my knees, and I said, "Lord," I said, "I can't do it. I said, but I need you to do it. I need you to break this addiction, otherwise I'm quitting. I can't do it. I'm not going to be a junkie Christian. I can't do it. I'd rather be full on in the world or full on in the kingdom of God, but I'm not going to be playing a spiritual okey-cokey. I'm not going to be a faker and a shaker. I'm not going to be someone coming to church and hiding a little addiction. I'm not going to be like the man with the withered hand that comes into church going, hi, with his good hand and hiding his little withered hand up his jumper. I'm either in it or I'm not. I was a full-on junkie, a full-on criminal. I'm going to be a full-on Christian or nothing. So, Lord, I just got to let you know." Right? So I snapped it all up, went to sleep, thought, "Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. That's it. I ain't had no methadone. I ain't had no heroin. I'm going to be sick." I woke up in the morning, not sick. Then I weren't sick the next day. God had done it. But watch this. I told this story this morning. I'll tell it now. We're coming into a landing. Because I've been struggling preaching this message to you lot. I don't know why. I think it's maybe you guys need a breakthrough. This morning, they needed a breakout. Maybe some of you need a breakthrough. There's a story of two men that had to perform a feat of physical, a big thing. What they had to do is they had to jump from point A on one place to point B on another place with a gaping chasm underneath them, right? So they had to jump from one side to the other side of the chasm. One of the guys was big, fit, strong. He was young. He thought he was invincible like the young do. He was fit. He had a six-pack. In fact, he had an eight-pack.
You know, he had muscles everywhere on his eyelids. He was fit, he was strong, he was trained. He prepared himself, he stretched, he was stretching, you know, he was lunging, you know, he was doing all the stuff, he had all the lycra on, you know, he was looking good, and he thought he was looking good, and he was confident in and of himself and in his own strength, and he was talking to himself, you know, like you do, pumping yourself up. Come on, son, you can do it. Come on, come on, you can do it. Come on, you've done it. I know you've done it. Come on now, you're talking to yourself. Come on now. Come on now. Some of you sisters, you might not go to the gym, but you walk near the fridge. No, you can do it. Walk on by, sister. Walk on by. Do, 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 do. Huh? When I see you sitting in the fridge and you start to cry. Eat me, eat me, eat me.
Come on, you've done it, man. Wave your hand in the air. Be honest in the presence of the Lord.
So there he was. He's picking himself up. He's getting ready. He's lunging. He's stretching. He's pumping himself up. He takes a big long run up. He runs as fast as he can, muscles pumping, looking good like Hercules. He gets to the edge. He takes one gigantic leap. He does the bicycle thing in midair. He's getting right across this chasm. Everyone holds their breath. And he gets right near the edge and misses it.
Fouled.
Then you've got the other little dude, skinny, fat, unfit, flabby, skinny, all at the same time, Christian looking dude, whatever fits you right now, flabby, skinny, fit, fat, unfit, right? And he's like, what am I going to do, man? Hulk fouled. You know what I mean? He couldn't do it. So he's there, instead of talking to himself, but he's talking to the Lord. He's saying, Lord, I can't do this. Lord, I'm looking at the opposition, and I know I need to get beyond it, but I can't do it. I need you to help me. I can't do it. I need you to help me. And instead of him battling, he hands the battle over to God. He says, I believe you're good. I don't believe you're going to let me fail, but I don't know how it's going to happen. But here we go. God, whatever you want me to do. And he starts. No lunges. He just runs with his gimpy little run. Huh? You know how you run when you think that you're still 19 and your legs used to work, but now you're 35 and you're running thinking, what's happened to my legs? What's happened to my legs? Huh? And he ran, and just before he got to the thing where he was about to leap, he thought, oh no, here I go, ah! And he heard the voice, stop. What is it, Lord?
Use the bridge.
And he looked around, and there was a bridge that other people had got a breakthrough in the same area that God had used them to put the bridge over that chasm so that he could then go over and through their breakthrough. And they weren't standing in the way no more because they'd gone over to the other side and they'd got into the spacious place and they'd had a breakout and they were up there walking ahead and he could see their footprints. That's the breakout. God working with you, overcoming that thing, but then not standing there, not stopping there, not camping there, but building strength and stability in that place and then moving on from there into the plan of God that the opposition was trying to stop you getting involved in. Whatever it is, that future thing, that glory that God wants you to partner with him in, that book that you're going to write, that business you're going to start, those people that you're going to reach, those drug addicts that are going to get set free because you've been set free, those relationships that have broken down that are going to be reconciled because you've been reconciled, the families put together because your family's been put back together. The Christians that are going to be coming into the kingdom of God and stepping up and praying and fighting and going forward and taking the lid off their lives and shining with the glory of God because you are. That's what we're talking about, church. We're talking about a breakout. This church is about to see a breakout. problem is there's a lot of people who either need a breakthrough or they've had a breakthrough and they don't know what to do with it. You leave it there. You make it strong and stable. You remember it. You mark it in your Bible. On the 5th of November, 2017, bonfire night, my life lit off like a firework. I had a breakthrough like a Roman candle. I lit up like a Roman candle. My mentality changed. My life changed. My future changed. My past was left where it was. Forgetting what is behind. I'm pressing on. I'm going forward. I'm going to be a parent now. I'm going to be a spouse now. I'm going to be a husband now, a wife now. I'm going to be a mentor now. I'm going to be a business owner now. I'm going to be the person that God created me to be now. I'm going to fulfill that potential. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you should have life and have it in abundance. There's a fulfillment. There's a fullness. There's a freedom that comes. But you can't stay in the breakthrough. You got to pick up your stuff. Get your armor shined up. Put your crown on properly. Hallelujah. Pick up your sword. Sharpen it. Get your shield on. Get your boots on. And start walking forward into the future that God has for you. Is there anyone in this place that says, you know what, God, that's me. I don't want to stay where I'm at. I don't want to be the same person I've always been. I want to be the person that you say I am. I want to be the one that is named with your name. I want to be the one that goes forward. I don't just want to be irrelevant, useless, and also ran, a contender. Don't settle. Don't settle. Be a pilgrim. Keep going. Keep pressing for your blessing, man. There's more. There's more. So whatever you've gained lately in spiritual growth or understanding, secure it. Make it a place of strength. But then buckle up and get ready to go forward into a place that you haven't been to yet, you haven't seen yet. Something new is about to take place. Shackles are breaking off people's minds. You were bound to a thing. You had some misplaced loyalty thing going on. You don't have to stick with those. Listen, if people are trying to pull you back, let them go, man. Let them go. People trying to pull you back into darkness, let them go. Don't go back there. Are you with me? The only time you go back there is you go back there with your firm of Christian brothers and sisters to go and reach out to them and say, come out of the darkness. You go back in to bring people out. You don't go back in to stay there with them. Let them go. It might be that there's something that needs to be released in your life, man. You need to understand how valuable you are. You need to understand how dangerous you are spiritually to the enemy of your souls. You need to understand that you've been saved for a reason. You need to understand what God has in place for your future. How big it is, how wide it is, how deep it is, how great it is. You need to understand how influential you are. You need to understand. Break through and then break out and go beyond and go further. In the Garden of Gethsemane, just before Jesus was about to face the cross, he took his disciples into the garden. He took Peter, James, and John with him. He left his disciples there, the nine, and there was eight at the time. He took another three, took them with him to watch with him for just 1 hour. Then the Bible says he went a little further. For some of you, it's time to go a little further. You've been held back, but that's no longer an excuse. You can't be held back no more because God wants to take you forward. He wants to take you through. He wants to break through. Don't worry about your peers. Don't worry about your friends. Don't worry about what they think and what they say. What's that got to do with you? Worry what your Creator says and what He said about you and what He wants for you, because He knows the end from the beginning. He's got everything mapped out. He's got a blueprint of it all, and He has programmed you. It's in your DNA to become everything that He created you to be. You just got to get unraveled. You got to get unloosed. You just got to get the kinks out of your life. The crooked place has got to be straightened out a little bit. You got to step out a little bit. You got to be prepared to make the leap of faith. And then God will provide a way. Everyone stand to your feet with me today. I've preached to you from the Word of God and from my heart, and I believe that today there's a response for some people in this place. I don't know what it is in your life, but I do believe that if you've been lingering, hesitating, if you've been the one that has been standing there looking up against this wall and being blocked from going any further in your life, then the breakthrough is right there for you. And if you've broken through, if you're one of the women that has been at this retreat this week and the Spirit of God has come upon you, it's not just about coming to the altar, making an emotional little, you know, hoo-ha, and then feeling good and then feeling nice because the music's playing and the lights are good and the stage looks wonderful and the worship team looks amazing and they sound great and they're helping you out. And then you go there and you go, ooh, this feels good. And then you leave and then you lose your breakthrough as soon as you get out the door. As soon as you miss your bus, as soon as it rains on you, as soon as you don't get your own way. That's not a breakthrough. That's just an emotional thing. A breakthrough is when you take that thing and you're forward in it and it's broken. That thing that was oppressing you is broken. It is in tatters. It is lying broken upon the floor. That addiction is crumpled under feet. That oppression is smashed to pieces. And then you're walking forward, free. Father, in this place today, I pray that if anyone is in this place that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, not from anything emotional, not from any manipulation in any way, not from any other reason than that your grace has enabled them to believe that Jesus is the express image of the Father, that He is the only Savior. There's no other way. There's no other religion, philosophical system, mindset. There's nothing that can give us that breakthrough from death to life. Jesus said, I am the gate, I am the door. You will come in through me, go out and find green pasture. You get a breakthrough from death to life, then you come out and then it's up to you. I'll be with you, but go and eat, go and feast, go and enjoy, go and live. So if you're in this place today and you say, I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior, or if you're in this place and say, you know what, I've fallen away from God. I don't believe He's good. I'm struggling with some stuff. I've gone back a little bit. Then get your breakthrough today. Pray to Him. Cry out to Him. Ask Him. And then if you've had a breakthrough, I want you to respond. I want you to respond and I want you to come out. And I want you to mark this time, make a memorial. I had a breakthrough in my emotions, in my finances, in my lifestyle, in addiction, in my understanding of God at this time. You mark it. And then it's a memorial stone. You know where it happened. You know where it happened. And you don't have to go back there. You just look back from time to time to see how far you've actually come. Because God takes you further. And it's a marker that when you start feeling discouraged, you can look back and say, I've come a mighty long way, God. You've brought me a mighty long way. Even though I'm feeling a little bit down right now, look how far we've come. There's no way I'm going back to that. I'm going forward. Because if you've brought me this far, you can take me all the way. Hallelujah. And if that's you, I want you to come out. And I want us to just sing that Waymaker song, you know, that Waymaker? Because right now, you need to, if you've been struggling, if you've had some oppression, some opposition, some hardship, first of all, you got to give it to God because He's good. He'll take it from you. And then if you've had a breakthrough and you don't know the way ahead, then you need to say, Spirit of God, speak to me. Lead me forward. Show me what's next. Give me the next phase, the next step. Thank you.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.